RMM mobile monitoring.
Calling stations, this is KO4PXB mobile.
4PXB, this is KO4RMM, you're loud and clear.
But just a couple days ago, I got a magnetic mount for the HT. I just wanted to see how it was doing, because with the rubber ducky inside the vehicle, it was like horrible.
That, rest assured, that magnetic's working real good. You're clear. I'm over here in Taylor's, right by the YMCA, on Brush Creek Road. Real clear.
And I just got on 85 in Spartanburg, right across from the SEC campus.
4PXB, KO4RMM, sounds real good. I echo your experience with the rubber duckies on the inside of the car. Darn near useless is my experience. And I got about a $30 magnetic on top of my Honda. I've had it for about 6 months. Seems to do the trick pretty good.
$9 and magnetic mount from Broadcom, since the radio is a Broadcom. I just wanted to make sure that, since it was compatible with off their website, definitely I felt a lot better about doing it that way.
We're talking good. I haven't had a chance to really check the weather today. You wouldn't happen to know what it's supposed to do tonight?
39 degrees and cooler this evening, with probably very little chance of rain, but it's definitely supposed to get colder.
Gotcha. Got those winter clouds over where I'm at right now, just stratified, just sitting there, gray, and a little bit layered.
Same way coming in, I'm going back into Greenville from Spartanburg. They look exactly the same way.
KB4CBA.
4CBA, KO4RMM, and KO4PBX listening.
I think if I understood Chris Justice on Channel 4 weather, we're going to get the majority of the rain later on tonight, and which is a good thing. Well, we need some rain, but hopefully the tennis courts will be dried out by tomorrow evening, because I've got a game scheduled about 6 o'clock.
Certainly hope everything does dry out if you're planning on doing anything on tennis courts.
See, we're talking about clay, so they don't dry quite as quickly. Some of them over there at the sports club don't dry as quickly as the hard courts.
A long time since I've set foot on tennis courts, clay or I don't even know what the material, other material, the harder material is called.
It's asphalt. Y'all carry on. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, well, I hope it goes better than old Vince Lombardi's electrified football field did for him before the ice ball. I just watched a special on Vince Lombardi, and he was just beaming proud of his electrified football field, but didn't go quite as planned when they took the tarp off.
I guess I missed that one. What happened?
According to the documentary, everything was really good. Everything else was frozen solid, but the electric wires kept his field, the playing surface, soft and moist. But when they pulled the tarp off, it allowed the moisture to come up from beneath the turf, and it slowly and progressively froze solid over the course of a couple of hours.
So it'd be like playing on a nice for like a hockey match or something. Instead of football, they needed cleats. They needed skates.
That particular game has henceforth become known as the Ice Bowl. It was against the Dallas Cowboys, and the Green Bay Packers won it with a quarterback plunge over the goal line by Bart Starr.
Remember that, because I remember Bart Starr. I'm that old. I'll tell you, I've seen him play when it was just, when the snow was just coming down, and I mean like crazy. And you know, of course I can't say anything. I played church softball in a downpour and a thunderstorm one summer, and we played. I mean, I was soaking wet. I was in the outfield, and it started lightning real close to us. The lightning struck right near the field, and they finally decided to call the game. And I thought, man, I was ready to leave when the first drop of rain fell.
Sir, you're from the old school. They were some tough folks back then. It took a whole lot for them to cancel a game or a match. These days, I think if they have lightning within 30 minutes or within view, if anybody sees it, I think it's an automatic cancellation.
I have been told that lightning can strike you from 12 miles away, so, and I really, it feels like it would be further, it could be further than that, but anyway, it's finding the least path of resistance.
To respect for lightning, after this year, we took a direct hit at our house back in September, October, and it knocked the cover of a smoke detector off. It fell to the floor. It blew out my computer router and smoked out a telephone jack as well.
We lived in the house in Travers Rest. We had Charter come in and install the cable, and of course they didn't have to run it. They just had to run it to the house, and but he didn't ground it, and he left the cable laying on top of the ground. He didn't bury it, and it wasn't grounded, and we had a thunderstorm, and it took out, I think it was 5 TVs, CD player, and something else. I forget what all it took out. It took out several things at our house, and but they paid for every one of them. They replaced every single one of them, and all it was that ground wasn't hooked up.
This is KO4RMM. I'm golf B73 and pulled up to the house now. But as for our modem router, the little room where we had it in the computer, I walked in there and all I could smell was burnt silicone. I'll never forget how that smells.
Yeah, just want to make sure I can hit the repeater. Sometimes when you mobile and you stop, to stop in a dead spot, especially on Everett Road here. It's there's some real noisy places. But anyway, yeah, it's I have a healthy respect for lightning. Oh me. So anyway, how long have you been in amateur radio?
my ticket on the 25th of June of this year.
You're what we call a newbie. Oh, me. Well, I got mine in 1982. Got my novice. And that's when it all started. And I've always been fascinated by two-way radio, and had a buddy of mine got me interested in it. And he lived right around the corner and up the street from where I grew up, and at least part of my life anyway. And so we wound up going to the same high school together, and I guess, well, sometime after I graduated high school, because I was 73, so 9 years later, I guess he finally talked me into getting my ticket, and that's when it all started.
I think I talked to you before on one occasion. Would that happen to be Eastside High School you're referring to?
Eastside High School.
We talked before a few weeks ago. This is old Kurt here. I'm KO4RMM. I graduated in 1991 from Eastside High School.
Totally lost the repeater there. Can you copy?
PXB, I copy.
Some kind of peculiar QRM in there where I'm sitting. I just crossed over Pelham Road and I'm headed down the hill on Haywood Road toward the mall, but I'm not going that far. I'm turning left on the Orchard Drive, but there's some definitely some weird QRM right here. But yeah, I went to Eastside High School. I was there the first day it was ever open.
KN4BWA.
Another Eastside High School graduate. They finally had to graduate him to get him out of there.
Is that Kirk you got on the other end there?
I don't know.
One man that was telling me that he graduated in the 90s here about 3 weeks ago. That may have been me he was talking to. And I was there the day they opened the doors. Of course, we were there the day they opened the doors at Mitchell Road, weren't we?
And you and Phil, I think Phil went to Mitchell Road. I went to Northwood, and then I went to Eastside.
Well, I know you went to Northwood, Ding Dong, but where'd you go to elementary school?
Well, we lived with my grandmother off of West Ferris, and I went to school with all the rich kids over there at Augusta Circle. So, the Hugheses and the, all the old money Greenville kids were over there. Boy, they thought they were something, too.
You were over there with all the Greenville Country Club people. Yeah, boy. Now, Phil and I were there the day they opened up Mitchell Road.
Oh, you know, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize you were that old. I did not know that. I knew Phil had gone to Mitchell Road. But anyway. But yeah, I lived over there. I went through all of elementary school at Augusta Circle in the year. The summer, my dad got married to my stepmother. We moved over on the east side there in Wellington Green, and that's when I started going to Northwood. I started junior high, or what was called junior high back then, in 67, the fall of 67.
How about that? Yep, that was quite some time ago, wasn't it, Bud? So where did the young man go you were talking to?
Still in there. I can't remember his call, but I hope we didn't run him off.
Nice young man when I talked to him the other day. Yeah, I believe it was 93 or 4 graduate of Eastside.
Something like that, I believe. You know, it's sad when you go to a high school and you're so old that they've already rebuilt it, and now they have a new East Side. So we must be getting pretty old, Steve.
Well, that's one of the things I was telling him. The only thing left of Eastside that's there when we were there, including him, is the gymnasium and the auditorium.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to tell. You know, I drive by it a good bit, but it's hard to tell from the outside. What's left? I guess the stadium. Did they redo the stadium, or is it the same stadium that they had to begin with?
They've got new aluminum. See, they took out the old wood bleachers, and they've got aluminum bleachers in there now. Maybe we'll have to get together and go to one of their homecoming games. Matter of fact, I took my daughter and Bill Wilcox and Steve Baronkin to one of the homecoming games, and we were sitting there in the football stand, and I looked down and I saw the old concrete footers for the old wooden stands still on the ground, and I looked down and I said, wow, look at that, that's the footers for the old stadium seats. And my daughter looks at both of them and says, wow, flashback.
Oh, me. Well, yeah, East Side brings back a lot of memories, some good, some not so good, but anywho, it seems like a lifetime ago. I guess it was. It's funny because when we graduated, I really wasn't thinking about it, but that was the last time I saw a lot of those people.
Yep. Well, listen, I got to jump out for a minute. I'm taking the trash over here, and I'm at the dumping station. I got to get it out. So I'll be right back in about 3 minutes. 10-4 VWA, clear.
I'm going to jump out. 73, Steve. Talk to you later. KB4 CPA.
KO4 VDX. KO4 VDX, monitor.
KO4 PXB.
KO4 PXB. KO4 NUE.
This is KO4 PXB. How you doing, sir?
You on a different radio? Because you sounding pretty good there.
Rubber ducky in the trash and got me a magnetic mount for the truck.
Deal. Good deal. Well, you got a very good signal coming into the repeater. Sounds pretty cool. So, what'd you get, a little mag mount?
The Broadcom site that makes the radio and found the magnetic mount that pretty much screws into the connection for where the rubber ducky goes, and it's worked well so far.
Well, you can definitely tell. Sounds Sounds really nice. Sounds like you starting to get all this figured out.
You heard my first skip yesterday when I had the antenna on. I was obviously in the right X, and I heard a skip from Columbia.
Good deal. Well, everything good your way? You had a good week?
Everyone's still healthy at the house, and foster kids are kind of driving crazy, but that's to be expected.
Well, there's that jar full of bumblebees, right?
Yeah, definitely. So the youngest 13-year-old got, caught vaping in the restroom again for the second time. So now she's suspended for 5 days. But my wife busy doing, extra chores, so that's keeping her busy. She's not letting her sleep and be on the computer all day.
Trouble for?
In the restroom, it was not her vape, but she was vaping off somebody else's vape in the girl's restroom, and the teacher walked in and caught them and suspended them both for 5 days.
No. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing at the situation, but you and I did the same thing, right?
Thanks, but I have never smoked a cigarette in 55 years, not one single time.
Point is, we've both been in trouble for doing things we weren't supposed to in school.
And we were definitely, paddled at that point in time, but I actually never received a paddling in school because I played baseball during high school, and the principal would just turn us over to the baseball coach, and he would just pretty much PT us till we died.
The paddlings I got, I think when I moved to, by the time I moved to middle school, I think paddling kids was against the law. But in elementary school, it was still legal. And my principal had, I think it was a Rickett paddle, and he drilled holes in it. So when he paddled you, it actually, pulled skin through the holes. Oh boy, I got my tail lit up I don't know how many times. KL4NUE and KL4PXB.
In elementary school, I got education from the Board of Education. But when I got to middle school and high school, then I played baseball, and the coach took care of everything after that. We would just wish we'd have been paddled.
I know. Well, maybe this'll she'll learn a lesson from it. But we've all done it. But let me just end that there. Let me get on, bud. Radio sounds good. Antenna sounds good. I just figured I'd give you a holler out there and see kind of what you did different with your radio. But sounds like the antenna is what you've done differently. But sounded good. KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, Lloyd.
This KO4PXB, Roger. Please be careful and have a safe time. If you ever need me something, just holler.
Robert, 73 to you. Be safe. Tell Miss Tracy we said hello. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4VDX.